this church. I ask him to continue to minister to the people everywhere, inside and outside of the sanctuary. We serve an awesome God, do we not? He is a great God. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be coming from the book of Isaiah today, from the 40th chapter, the 31st verse. Amen. It is an honor and a privilege to stand in this sacred desk, in this position, to be able to bring God's word to God's people. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus, Lord, I come right now, God, surrendering, laying down my life for you, oh God, that you will use me to bless your people, God. Father God, have your way in this place. Have your way in the hearts of your people, God. Listen your spirit from heart to heart, breast to breast, pew to pew, oh God. Continue to move by your spirit and your power and bless your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Lord God, I ask you to remove me and fill me with your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, here in the book of Isaiah, he is a major prophet who God used during a perilous time to give a message to his people. And the messages that he gave to his people are the same messages. They have transcended time. They are the messages for today. Amen? Amen. So from the beginning of Isaiah, from the first book to the 39th book, Isaiah is warning the people of judgment, of God's judgment on the things that they're doing wrong, idolatry, worshiping calves, and doing things and not following God's covenant. Same things going on now. Amen. And God is warning, and he's using Isaiah to warn them, and he tells them that the judgment is going to come from the other empires around you, like Assyria and Babylon. Okay? And they have taken them into exile, into captivity, Israel, God's people. Amen. Israel, Jews, Jerusalem, and Judah, from the 12 tribes of Judah, he have God's people in captivity for not listening to God. Here they are with these evil kings, people not listening to the prophet of God, warning them, but they still gonna do what they want to do. He done brought them 400 years of captivity previously, opened the Red Sea. Now, that would have been enough for me. Opened the Red Sea, and here they are right back in captivity, being exiled to Babylon. And the summer school, Vacation Bible School, we talked about Daniel and the Hebrew boys and everyone in the same situation. In captivity, can't do anything, got these evil rulers, rulers who don't care about the people. Sound like now? But here it is, they're in this situation. And Isaiah is still talking. The first half of this book of Isaiah, he's telling them why and what they did wrong. But then there's a shift coming. Say shift. There's a shift coming. The book, 40th book, 40th chapter in Isaiah, the 31st verse, he tells us something. The choir just told us how God is waiting on us. Amen. Now here in this 31st verse, God has Isaiah telling us how to wait on God. And see, that's what I want to talk to you about, waiting. Waiting. How many of us are waiting on God to do something for us? How many of us are waiting for God to heal the land? How many of us are waiting for God to heal us? How many of us are waiting for a financial breakthrough? How many of us are waiting for deliverance? How many of us are waiting to get where we got to go, to do what we want to do? How many of us are waiting on God? Hallelujah. Heal my child. Fix my situation. Mend my marriage. Hallelujah. All of us are waiting on God. And see, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Beloved of God, there's something about waiting that we sometimes miss. There is a difference between waiting on God, hallelujah, and waiting in God. See, we got to learn how to wait in God. And I think this very verse in Isaiah is telling us how to wait in God. And what does Isaiah tell them in the 31st verse? He says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how we have to wait. And then I thought about this particular verse. And actually, I'm going to tell you, it was like God spoke to me late in the night. He spoke to me in the emergency room when a friend of mine had just came from Disney World. I know, don't let me lose you. She had just came from Disney World, and she was at Epcot. And I used to take my kids to Disney World all the time. And she was telling me about this ride called Soarin'. And I had rode this ride, me and my kids. I wasn't thinking about this, but I thought about it. And I listened to her, then I sat up and I started remembering the ride and this, that, and the other. And this ride, Soarin', is a virtual ride. And you all get in your chair, you get buckled in, you're not going nowhere, you're just sitting in like a theater. And then you fly, it's like all of a sudden you're on top of the sky. And you're flying around all over the world. You're getting ready to go into the Eiffel Tower and it's finna smash, you're finna smash into it and then it lifts you up. You're going on the side of Taj Mahal, and you're getting ready to fall in there, and it turns you to the side. You're going over the ocean, and all these whales are jumping up, and then you go far up over them, and the water splash on you. And it's like you're right there, soaring over the whole world. Amen. And I started thinking about that. I was like, whoa, that was a cool ride. I remember that with the kids. And then God said to me, Tracy, it's time for my people to get ready to soar. Hallelujah. And that's my message today. People of God, you've been waiting. You've been waiting. And Isaiah says it's time to mount up. Mount up on wings like eagles and soar. Hallelujah. It's time for us to run and not go weary. It's time for us to walk and not faint. Hallelujah. It's that time right now for us to soar. All these things is going on, the same that was going on back then. And they made it. Amen. And we'll make it too. Come what may. Come what may. It's time for us to get ready to soar. And mounting up, think about this eagle. The eagle is not like any other bird. It's not doing all that flapping. Is it? See, we get to come to God and start flapping around trying to do this and do that. We think we can make God happy. Well, God love us. Stop flapping. Amen. It's time to soar. Mounting up. This eagle with these big giant wings is going up. So us as believers, what should we be doing? We should be praising God in the circumstances, in our situations, in everything that's going on. It's time to praise him. I tell you, they were praising him back then, and the book of Revelations will tell you they're praising him right now. They're sitting at his throne saying, holy, holy, holy is Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. God is the God of good and glory. Hallelujah. We got to be praising him in our circumstance, in our situation. See, many times we get into a point where we think praise is a reaction. What did God do for me? Let me praise him. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for doing this. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. Oh, Lord, I praise you for opening up this door. Praise is not a reaction. Praise is a position. See, the eagle is always in a position where he's looking to God. The eagle is raised up. We got to praise him in our situations. Amen. And if you want to know, when you're praising him in that situation, See, there's a situation. God will put you in a situation where you have to praise him. He will put you in a situation that will put you in a posture of expectation. Amen. And in that posture of expectation, you praising him. And as you praising him, you will walk into your manifestation. Ain't that all right? God is all right. He will do it. If we begin to praise him in our circumstances, I ain't got no food in my refrigerator. But praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the refrigerator in the house and the lights being on. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I tell you, I've been in a situation of waiting for a long time right now. Last year, I lost my job, and I had to go on third shift, and I could not stay up. I was struggling, but this is right after the time when God had given me a vision to feed his sheep. And I'm staying up all night long, getting up, getting food, making food, doing everything to keep this program that God called me to do alive. I was wore out, broke down, tired, but guess what? I kept running. Those naysayers, oh, Tracy, how you gonna keep doing this? How you gotta go to bed? You gotta do this, you gotta do that. I said, look, I'm mounted up. Come on. I'm praising him. Wow. He called me, he'll do it. Wow. And that's what we have to be, brothers and sisters, saints of God. We got to continue standing on his word. Uh-huh. We got to continue trusting him. We got to know that if he called us, he will do it. Yeah. We got to learn how to wait in God. You can't wait on God sitting willy-nilly like a player having yourself a pity party. Amen? We got to keep serving. We got to keep praising him. We got to keep looking to him. We got to stay in his word. We can't stop. It's about your praise. That's your posture. When he look at you, he's like, that's my daughter. Think about others in this Bible. Look at Habakkuk. The land done dried up. The animals is all dead. And what did he say? He said he had a yet praise. He said, I will yet trust in the Lord that he will make my feet like those of a hind and set me on a high place. Look at Job. Lost everything. What did he say? Though they slay me, yet will I trust him. And that's what we got to get. Regardless of what's going on. We got to trust God, and we got to continue praising God. We can't stop praising him. We cannot stop praising him. I've been praising him since the beginning to the end. He is the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. They're praising him right now in heaven. So how much more should we be praising him right here? So when they tell you what you're doing is for, you tell them, I'm mounting up. I'm mounting up. Regardless of how long God take me through this, I'm getting ready to soar. I'm getting ready to go higher. I'm doing this because I know God loves me, and he's going to bless me, and he's going to praise me because I'm praising him. Amen? Now, what else did he say? He said, you're going to run. Run. Not sit down. Not wait and talk about everybody else doing something. He said, we got to run. We got to keep going. The book of Hebrews says you run the race with perseverance and that there's a whole cloud of witnesses cheering you on. Keep going. Maybe the ones around you, not the witnesses. Amen. Get those around you that's going to build you up and help you so that you can run with perseverance. Ain't nobody holding you and pulling you to the left and to the right. Amen. We got to keep running. We've got to keep going. We can't stop now. They didn't stop. He told them that there was a Messiah coming. He told them who Jesus was. They couldn't stop, and we can't stop, amen? He said, Key, what else did he say? They're going to walk and not get weary. We're going to walk. Keep walking it out. Get in his word and walk it out. Walk his word. In Christ, I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There's nothing too hard for my God. My God is bigger than that illness. My God is bigger than that situation. My God is bigger than that problem. My God is able to do all things well. My God will not fail. My God has this. I don't need a whole bunch of people. Look at that eagle. It's soaring high above the rest all by itself. It ain't trying to carry its kids like me. Amen. Salvation is an individual thing. See, a lot of times we get so worried, depressed, stressed out, and it's not even our situation. Amen. When you learn to wait on in God instead of on God, you realize what your issue is and not what everybody else's is. And then you can start walking and you can start talking and you can keep serving God and knowing who God is and praising him in and out of season, regardless of the reason. Hallelujah. Because he's never going to leave you. He's never going to leave you. He's already made the path for you. He already knows the plans he has for you. Walk in them. Run in them. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. I had asked him to sing that song, Turn It Around. He'll turn it around. He's turning it around for you. I'm from the old school. They said, late in the midnight hour, God is going to turn it around and around and around. Hallelujah. He will do it. He said he would. He's able and he can. Amen. So this particular scripture, wait on the Lord. I think the psalmist said, and be of good courage. Be strong. Don't be weak. Don't feel bad. Don't be sorry. If he bring you to it, he will bring you through it. He said he would. And he will. Church, get ready. Everything that you're going through is to help you. It's to bless you. Learn from it and get ready to soar. Amen.
Everybody stand to your feet. Get ready to soar. Everybody say, get ready to soar. Listen, it's your season. It's your season. You got to believe it's your season. You have to believe it's your season. If you don't believe it, it won't happen. You have to believe it. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much. Thank you for Minister Tracy. Thank you for the message you gave her. Thank you for reminding us that you would never leave us. Thank you for reminding us we have to mount up and get ready to soar. You have higher heights for us. Let us believe and trust you. Give us the confidence. Give us the faith. Give us the endurance. Despite our circumstance, our situation, know that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So thank you for making your presence in us. Lord, we thank you for every single person and the sound of my voice. Thank you for their hearts. Thank you for their minds. Lord, we pray for families. We pray for minds. Lord, mental illness is the all-time high. But Lord, if we lean and depend on you, if we put our faith and confidence and trust in you, no devil in hell can stop us from soaring. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this message today. So, Lord, as we get ready to depart this place, we ask you to go with us and remind us of this message today. Remind us when we're feeling low that you have our best interests. Regardless of what our circumstances look like, you got us. Give us that confidence. Lord, if there's anyone out there that you brought here today, give them the courage to come forward for prayer. Give them the boldness to come forward in the name of Christ. We thank you so much for today. Be with us. Give us traveling mercies. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you want to rededicate your life, or you want to recommit your life back, you want to let the day be the day that you soar high, we ask you to come forward, and there'll be people at the altar here to pray with you. The rest of you all dismissed. Love you guys. Have a great, awesome, magnificent Sunday. And keep God with you everywhere you go. Amen. God bless.